This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. The Missouri Tigers are one of the top stories in college basketball. Last year, they did not win a game the entire year in the SEC. This year, they are currently the 5 seed in the SEC, and they have 3 top 5 wins this season. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Tom Hart, who is an alum of Missouri University. He also does play-by-play work for SEC Network. Tom, always happy to have you on the show. I'm a little disappointed that yesterday's game was during the week. If it was a weekend game, I would have been there, but man, Mizzou Arena was rocking yesterday.
Yeah, it was on fire. I need to see his list. I mean, to me, this win means a lot, and it's incredibly valuable for a lot of different reasons. And I could bore you with the double bye in the SEC tournament and moving up a seed line in the NCAA tournament. But it's really, you know, the way I look at a big picture, continuation of what Dennis Gates has built this season. And I think maybe this is just biased because I was there, but I think the win against Kansas back in December is a notch above, because that was a warning shot. Like, hold on a second. This team can be really good, and this atmosphere can be amazing, which it has been off and on over the last few years. But to me, the Kansas win just kind of set the tone. Like, hold on, this is an experienced, skilled team. It's certainly not last year's team, and they can make a lot of noise. They've never had 2 top 5 home wins in the same season ever before. That really surprised me, especially go back to like late 80s, early 90s, when Oklahoma and Kansas and Missouri, I think that 89-90 season, all rotated through the top, you know, the top ranking in the country. They're all top 5 basically all season. But it's a great benchmark for Dennis Gates and his team.
I don't think Missouri gets enough credit for their home court advantage when things are good. Now, I would say in non-con, it's a little spotty, and if Missouri's not a top team, I would say that it's not really that advantage. But we've seen a couple of years ago, the Michael Porter season, when season tickets were high, excitement was high, it was a clear advantage for them to play in home games. A couple of years ago, when they made the NCAA tournament, it was the same way. Missouri is one of the more fun teams in college basketball, and when that fan base is engaged, they have a true home court advantage that rivals most teams in college basketball.
You're 100% right, and especially within the SEC. My theory, though, is if you look at their recent history since they've been in the SEC, especially with the doldrums they had for a couple of years, I'm not even talking about last year, this league hasn't seen that, right? They haven't seen it consistently. I had some friends from Alabama who went to the game yesterday, and they were blown away by the atmosphere. Well, they've never seen it like that before. Now, all the old school Big 12 coaches that I run into, I mean, Frank Martin used to rave about the atmosphere at Mizzou Arena. Other coaches would rave at Rodney Terry at Texas. Man, that place would rock. Or even what the Hearn Center was back in the day when the real old school coaches used to come in. But the majority of people within the SEC really haven't seen it like this. So I think that's why it's underrated. But once they experience it, they know this is a loud building. And Desiree, who left for Arizona, did an amazing job getting the students motivated to come inside the building 2 years ago. And even with last year's poor season, that continued. And I think she laid the foundation and deserves a lot of credit for that.
Right now, we're talking to Tom Hart. He is a Mizzou alum. He also works with SEC Network. Missouri had a big win yesterday at home against Alabama. Yesterday was the most, I would say, connected that I've seen Missouri play on offense and defense. And it's crazy to say defensively for a team that gave up 90 points, but it was just something that you had to watch the way that they played. I thought they played together on offense and defense. Guys rotated, guys rebound. They played with toughness. That's the thing to me that I think separates this Missouri team than maybe some past Missouri teams is a lot of Mizzou teams, to me, their only way to get stops was to force steals. This team can stop you at the rim. This team can guard you on the perimeter. This team can play defense multiple kind of ways.
That's exactly, it's funny you say that. It's exactly the conversation I had with Dennis Gates back in December, either as before the Kansas or before the Illinois game. And at the time, I didn't realize how talented Missouri was. I knew what the collection was, and I knew what the history was for each of these guys. But I thought that their best defensive attitude was, hey, we're going to muck this up. We're going to send 12 guys out on the floor. We're going to foul you, and they can't blow the whistle on every foul, and we're going to force you into turnovers and make your pace chaotic. And he kind of looked at me and he said, we can do that at spurts, but I don't think we have to. And that's what we saw last night. Yeah, they turned Alabama over 14 times. Alabama's a team, as everybody knows, that lives by threes and rim twos. I thought the interior defense was really good. Especially at the rim. I mean, Bama's going to get points in the paint, but it's about trying to make them inefficient. And they're the number one tempo team in the country. And Missouri said, yeah, you want to run, you want to get up and down the floor, you want to give Caleb Grill a steal and a windmill dunk? Sure, we'll play that game. And I think to be able to play at the level of Alabama, whether that's home or what they did at Florida on the road, really sends a message to the entire college basketball world that this isn't last year's team. This is a team that can do a lot of damage because they play really well together, and he uses his bench and depth maybe better than any coach in the country.
I would say
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Say that part of sports is allowing yourself to dream a little bit. And sometimes as a Missouri fan, I think it's easy to get caught up in the negativity and, well, it hasn't worked in the past. And I've been kind of on the brink of doing this, but seeing the way that they started the game yesterday, seeing how they finished it out, this is the first time that I think I've allowed myself to fully jump into the pool. And usually you don't want to say the words Final Four because they've never been there before. But you got to really convince me why Missouri can't make a run. Sure, it is a single elimination basketball tournament. Anything can happen. But this team feels much more complete than teams that they've had, even good teams that they've had. I don't really know what their overall weakness is. They're not elite at certain things. But this team doesn't really have an obvious weakness to me where you can point and say that's absolutely going to get them eliminated in March.
Did you go so far as to make a hotel reservation in San Antonio yet?
Not yet, but but I will say, Tom, I am excited to see the region that they are in, and there aren't many teams in college basketball that I feel are better than Missouri. Sure, Auburn's better than Missouri. Like, we could find a couple of teams, but usually how it goes is you kind of have those three or four teams at the top that kind of separate themselves, and then you have that next tier of teams. I think Missouri is in that next tier of teams with a Tennessee, St. John, some of those teams. They've proven that over the last 2-3 months to me.
Oh, you're 100% right. I mean, I agree with that observation. I think just starting within the league is a great jumping off point, because college basketball has never seen a league this deep and this talented, which is crazy to think, but that's another conversation for another day. That's probably, you know, podcast material as deep as you'd have to go to get into the whys of that. But I think Auburn is head and shoulders above everybody else in college basketball and within the league. They can play poorly and still win, as they did last night. They didn't have a great offensive game. They didn't have a great defensive game against Arkansas, but still held on for a win at home. And they're talented at every position, and they play really well as a team, as you just talked about with Missouri. And I think Florida can be that as well. They just added some depth with Micah Hanlockton, a 7-footer, starting his season late due to injury. But remember, Missouri went down to Gainesville and absolutely walloped them. I mean, you know, that was a jump start to the season, to conference play, where Missouri sent a very clear message that we can jump out and score 50 points in the first half against Florida. We can do that against anybody. I think Florida's really talented, and then I think Missouri is right there next in the next tier within the SEC. And offensively, you know, they proved, because Alabama's not a bad defensive team. They didn't look like a good one at times last night. But when you can put those kind of points up against Alabama, especially in the first half, you can score on anybody. And I think it's fun to dream, and I think it's fair to dream. And I think for Missouri fans, it's realistic to start thinking about, hey, is it worth a trip to Nashville? Hey, you know, do we look towards San Antonio? Where, what region are we going to be in? Let me grab my kid. Let me grab my buddies. Let's make a weekend of it and go watch this team in the NCAA tournament. Because in addition to all that talent and all the winning, it's a really fun team. And I think that's captured the national writers' attention. I saw that feedback on X last night. Like, they've noticed that Dennis Gates has a team that's very tight-knit, and they have fun doing what they're doing.
Right now, we're talking to Tom Hart for a couple more minutes. He's a Mizzou alum, and he covers the SEC for SEC Network. I was thinking for a while that Missouri would probably be somewhere in that 5-7 range. After yesterday, I think their ceiling is probably a 3. Like, I would say realistically, the way that they are playing, I think this kind of moves them up the tier, where they're probably somewhere between a 3 seed or a 5 seed if they continue to play how they've been playing. I mean, they got chances for other good wins. They got Kentucky coming to Mizzou Arena in a couple of weeks. You could pick up a win or two in the SEC tournament. Like, this team isn't going to have a bad loss, and they just got opportunities to pick up a lot of big-time wins.
Yeah, Lenardi was all over that before the game last night. Of course, everybody at ESPN, like, we get his, he just fills my inbox like spam, man. I get nonstop because everything, it updates in real time, right? Like, every result impacts what he's looking at when it comes to seeding. And he had Missouri, you know, going into the game with the win as a 4 seed. That's really good. Like, that puts you in a really good position. Everybody, if you're a fan of the tournament and you followed it, 5 seeds are not good. Like, you want to avoid that dreaded 5 seed spot. That happens every year. Somebody's going to get walloped there. And the other thing I'm looking at is what's next for them. Like, how do you improve on where you are? KenPom has Missouri winning out in the regular season. There's 5 games left. The toughest one, as you mentioned, I'll be in Columbia for that Kentucky game to close out the regular season. Kentucky's got a lot to play for. Arkansas has a lot to play for. Like, they're looking for a signature win to make it into the tournament. But then South Carolina, Vandy, and Oklahoma, let's not put the cart before the horse, but very, very winnable games to then position yourself. And then the other thing, I was just talking to a buddy today about like some of the teams in the bottom of the SEC and where they fit into the tournament. And even though there have been struggles with teams like Georgia and Oklahoma recently, you got to remember, like, it's not in a vacuum. You have to judge them against other bubble teams in the rest of college basketball. And the SEC is so far ahead. I keep looking at the ACC specifically, but so far ahead of the rest of college basketball that the wins that Missouri already has within this league and the wins they still have to come within this conference are going to be weighted very favorably given the overall strength of the league, top to bottom.
That is Tom Hart joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work for SEC Network. He is a Mizzou alum as the Missouri Tigers. They go from last season being one of the worst Power 5 teams to now they're one of the best stories in the sport as we are speeding closer to March. Tom, great stuff, man. I look forward to talking to you down the road and continuing to track this team's journey and seeing where they end up in March in the NCAA tournament. Thanks for popping on today.
All right, you didn't tackle I-70 last night, but you have a chance to do that Saturday for the Kentucky game. Maybe I'll see you down there.
Absolutely, Tom. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right, thanks, brother.